Hi everyone, welcome back. So just for reference, this episode is episode number 24, A Haunting at the Beverly Center, Part 3, Forever 21, Part 2. So basically, this episode is going to pick up where we left off with our last episode talking to three associates from Forever 21. So in that episode, they discussed their experiences within the store, things that they've encountered, that they've witnessed, that they've been a part of. And in this episode, it's basically a follow-up to that episode, still about Forever 21, but I bring along my friend, psychic medium, Erica Altmiller. And in this episode, she's going to share her readings and what she picks up on within this space. So it's really interesting if you take their stories and what they've encountered and pair it with what Erica picks up on, and it's crazy. And I just want to reemphasize that Erica had no idea where I was taking her. So I literally picked her up at her house. She told me this before. She was like, just pick me up. Don't tell me where we're going. So she was not able to research anything about this location, nothing about the Beverly Center, literally knew nothing going in. So I had picked her up and we drove to the Beverly Center. So the first part is basically us in the car just talking a little bit about the land and some things that she was able to pick up during the day. She had some downloads throughout the day of what this experience would entail, which I think is interesting. And basically, just to give you a rundown on the layout of this episode, is there are little snippets that I've kind of pieced together, so it's a little bit choppy. Just with her reading, we were in different parts of the store, so we stopped and then we restarted the recording. So it is a little choppy, but I'm going to narrate in between so you guys kind of understand where we're at, what's going on, and some of the correlations and the similarities between what Erica picks up on and their experiences within the store. So thank you again for listening. If you haven't had a chance to check out the previous episode on Forever 21, please do that first so then this will make more sense. That's episode number 23. And I also want to emphasize that if you have had any experiences throughout these episodes within the Beverly Center, within Forever 21, please send me a DM. I know I had posted the trailer for this episode on TikTok and it got an awesome response. I had a bunch of comments of people saying that they had worked in the mall or that they even had just gone into the mall one time and they felt something was off, or this happened to someone they know. So please reach out. I love to read these comments and it really helps me navigate where I'm taking this project and other people to talk with and more stories to learn. So please just send me a DM, let me know. And without further ado, let's jump right into it.
Yeah, anytime I like see, like I kept picking up something with water and this like little girl was like standing by this water for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, when you see it, is it kind of in like your mind's eye or do you just, it's like a knowing?
Like I see it in my clairvoyancy, and water for me is definitely a sign that like a lot of spirit and a lot of things went on the land before anything was even built.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just feel like once they started changing things or whatever within this place, that's when things got like more erratic for whoever is like residing there or who's ever worked through this place or done any work on it. Because, like I said, I feel like the earth moving or shaking. So that's a sign for me that they annoyed some spirits and ancestors.
It kind of creates more chaos within that space.
Yeah, and what people don't realize is they basically, you know, just because you build a new house or you build anything on property, just because the house and, like, the building or whatever's new and all the materials are new, it's always good to, you know, get the house blessed or have your ancestors, you know, like thank them for allowing you to share the grounds with them and, you know, thanking them to agree to all the changes you're going to make with that in-ground pool.
Yeah.
Because they're going to haunt you literally if you do it. And that's not in every case, but some cases where there's a lot of like hyperactivity, you know, like Gettysburg.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
And in your experience or just... Can you always like clear the land, or sometimes it's more difficult than others?
You always can. Yeah. And you can like, it's almost like a spiritual negotiation, and it's just kind of like calming. It's almost like being in an argument with like two parties. You know what I mean? Is kind of what it's like. But like, I can see both parties and usually the other person can't.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like asking them, like, what is the issue, or what don't you like about the people residing here, or what don't you want them to do? It's just about permission a lot of the times is what they're, or thankfulness, you know, or gratitude towards them. Acknowledging they were there first is the biggest thing.
And just coming to like an agreement where both people can kind of live in peace.
Yeah. Because I didn't understand my gift that much back in the day. And my parents built a new house when I was in college. And it was so haunted. I literally couldn't figure out why I'd spend summers like going to just take extra classes in the summer. It's like I never wanted to be at that house. I just couldn't take it.
Now, did you end up clearing it, or did it kind of change over time?
So I understood my gift by the time they were moving from that home. And my mentor came over that was also a medium in Pittsburgh, and she taught me. That's how I learned to actually clear and cleanse homes. And
oh, wow.
When we finished, like, the brightest sun started shining through the entire house. It was wild.
Uh-huh.
And we blessed it because they were selling it, and we wanted the new owners, obviously, to, you know, have a good experience. But it was Indians that were on the grounds that just weren't happy, and every time my parents had a party, like, tiki torches would catch on fire. Like, and wow. My parents love to have, like, tons of people over for 4th of July and fireworks. And it was just, like, the wildest parties. Like, people would just get so lit. And, like, they always had these parties, you know what I mean? And it was never like that. It was just, like, a wild energy. Like, when people went there, it was like they were going to Vegas or something. It's
yeah.
Like, we're getting lit, you know? Where's the keg?
Do you notice when it's like that, when there are like a lot of people or parties or just more intense energy, does it seem to amp up those places, or it just depends on like the certain situation?
You know, I think it depends on the certain situation because every dynamic's so different, because every time you're hanging out with a group of people, they're all in different places in their life, whether it's good, bad, in between, indifferent, or what type of day they had. So it really matters about that too, because, you know, like if you're in a room and like you just go up to a group and like it tells you that one person might be just a little off, or maybe they weren't having a good day, or
right.
You know, you're just like, what's going on there? Do I even want to know?
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. It definitely changes and shifts with who's coming and going.
Interesting.
That's why it's like you hang out with people you vibe with versus not.
Yeah. Because you could tell instantly when there's just not that connection or that vibe just isn't there.
Yeah, because your intuition picks up on it immediately. And it's usually just a new person that you've never met from a past life, like, or not from a past life. So they're fresh. And it's usually like people we run into, like, that we feel comfortable with. Like, when I first met you, I was just like, oh my God, there's such a vibe there. So, you know, we definitely like hung out in a past life or something
yeah.
like that, and then reunited at a different time. But we're both interested probably in a past life with the same stuff, obviously,
right.
Now that we're doing.
And it's always some weird situation of how you interact or your paths cross, you know?
Yeah. And we pick that, like, before we come down here, like, whenever, who's going to come into our lives, who's going to be mom and dad.
That's so cool.
I just got a story the other day from a client, and their kid told them, keeps trying to boss the mother around, and the child's, like, 3. And she's like, in my last life, I was your mom.
Oh, wow.
And it was one of the wildest stories when she told me. And she's like, I'm struggling, like, with this child. And it's not, like, past the terrible twos. It's, like, she thinks that she dominates me because, like, she's my... And I'm like, that's going to be your power struggle. Like, you guys chose that to, like, work on in this lifetime. Good luck. Good luck.
She's
that's
like
why I didn't have kids.
Old.
I just have fur babies, you know?
Which I'm sure they could teach you things too, you know? There's always a lesson to learn somewhere that comes out.
Oh, my dog Carmelo is the one that helped bring me to really accept my gift. So, yes, he's taught me a million things, along with Diva, who passed, who's still around all the time, and Shakira, my other one, so.
All right, so we're pulling in. Have you been here before?
I have. Shopping.
Okay, nice.
Love shopping. Who doesn't love shopping?
Yeah, especially this time.
I know. And it's like all festive and Christmassy.
Yeah, I feel like today especially, I don't know if it's just because it's the first, but we had like a lot of Christmas music on and everyone seemed to be more in the holiday spirit.
So that snippet was me picking up Erica at her apartment and us driving over to the Beverly Center. Like I said, it was an unknown location, so Erica had no idea where I was taking her. But I want to highlight a couple of the points that Erica had mentioned. Throughout the day leading up, she had some downloads, some psychic intuition, if you will, throughout the day of where we would be going. And a few of these points that she picked up on really do correlate with our story, the Beverly Center. So a few of those points, I thought it was interesting that she had said that she saw a little girl. So kids are a theme that continue to show up throughout people's experiences within the mall. So in episode one, I had shared that the Beverly Center used to be a children's amusement park for 30 years, from the 40s through the 70s. And it's just interesting that Erica said that she picked up on a little girl. Another thing that I thought was notable was the fact that she had seen water. So there's no water underneath the Beverly Center, but there is an oil field. So this oil rig, it's still being used today, and oil as a liquid is a conductor of electricity. And one of the things with the paranormal is there tends to be a lot of energy and paranormal energy when it comes to liquid water, or in this case, oil. So that's something else that I thought was interesting that correlated. And then also Erica mentioning about how the spirits were almost angry or upset when anything was being changed. So along with it being an oil field, it also was Native American land back in the day. So there's no saying what period these spirits could be from. It could be from Native American land, but the Beverly Center and the land has gone through numerous amounts of changes. And in episode one, I had also shared that some of the people that I had talked to mentioned that the energy amps up whenever there's changes, like the temporary store I worked in that we featured on episode one. Whenever the store would change into something else, the space, it seemed that the energy would amp up even more. So that correlates with what Erica said. Also in 2015, the mall went through an extensive remodel. A lot had changed, and many people mentioned that period there was a lot of activity as well. On the other side of the eighth floor, which we'll get into, has been abandoned for like 10 years. And some people are saying that possibly it's because there's so much energy and paranormal activity in that area that the ghosts literally don't want the change, so they just left it as is. So we'll cover that later in a future episode, but I just wanted to note these correlations between what Erica's picking up before we get there and what has been known to occur on this land.
It's weird because, like, whenever I just saw that little kid, I kept seeing a bunch of little kids, like, in my mind.
Interesting.
So, like, a lot. Just, like, running around. And I feel like someone either had a bunch or, like, was just kind of rude. And just, like, not a very, like, super, whenever they were in the physical, very, like, kind energy, it seemed like they were very angry in some capacity. Because I keep getting, like, an anger.
Right.
And, like, he also, it's like he's showing me, like a flag or bandana or something, like, waving it. So I don't know what the connection is with that. But to me, it's, like, something like waving the flag now. Like, almost, like, I want, like, the war to be over. I don't know what that means.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was somebody here in the physical that had things going on with them, but it's almost like I'm better now. But still, they feel like a fierceness around the energy here.
Like a hostility.
Almost. Yeah. It's just like they're not happy. Like if the right people, again, it's the same concept as the one downstairs. This male energy wants only the good around, but they're skeptical of even them. Very skeptical.
So in that snippet, we had entered Forever 21, and the first impression that Erica has is the children. So she picks up on kids, a lot of child energy, kids playing, running around. And then from there, she picks up on a male energy. So this is something that continues to show up throughout our time at this store, is this masculine male energy. And a few of the points that she makes within this snippet is waving a flag, which in this case, unfortunately, means surrender, like she said. Surrendering could be suicide or anything along those lines, which is unfortunately what happened in this case within the fitting room. So us knowing that she had said this was like blowing our minds because she had no idea what was going on here. So after this clip, we had directed her to go into the fitting room just to try a piece on and to just see what she picks up on in there, still not knowing anything that had happened. So when she comes out, that's going to be this next snippet that I'm going to share with you, is her reaction of once she exits the fitting room.
Yeah, so that was a lot.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
Weird.
Like, very.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, fidgety off.
Yeah.
Like,
I need to get out of here.
Like, yeah. Like, it was a lot. Like, I noticed whenever I went in there, I was fidgeting, and it's not like, I was, like, looking at it, like, I don't know, I was, like, just fidgety. Just whatever energy's in there. Like, very uncomfortable. Like, it was awkward.
Masculine.
Yeah. And it was, like, click, 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 boom, is what I kept hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kept hearing like a boom, like, so I don't know if that was like an impact death or something. I just kept hearing like something like boom.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely an energy that is like quick. Like I passed quickly. I felt like 1 second I was here and 1 second I wasn't.
And you just, like, comes out back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's another possession type of thing of like just being possessive, like of their space. Yeah, and the grounds, and just, you know, from feeling like they feel like they feel burned too, like by whatever happened before they passed.
I wonder if back in the day something burned out.
Yeah. I kept feeling burned. Yeah. So it's either they felt burned physically or felt burned emotionally. Right. Do you know what I mean? So it's one of those, but they're not being very specific about it.
Yeah. I wonder what was here like way before, like in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I just see bare grounds in my clairvoyancy. Mm. So I think that whenever they started building and shifting ground, a lot of things were dug up that they probably didn't realize. And I feel like, I don't know, I've only been in LA for 5 years, but I feel like whatever expansion, oh cool. Yeah. So whatever expansion, there's something else there.
So in that snippet, Erica exits the fitting room and she's noticeably shaky. You can tell that she was definitely picking up on some strong energy within the fitting room. She kept, if you watch the reel on my Instagram, she kept like fixing her hair or kind of like hand up around her head area, just saying like she was nervous and fidgeting, and just kept hearing in her clairvoyancy a click, 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 boom. Something else that Erica brings up that continues to be something that we'll bring up in future episodes is the territorial space with inside the Beverly Center. So not only does the energy shift and it changes from area to area and store to store within the mall, but it's almost like the spirits are kind of watching guard. They're in their own areas, and that area feels a certain type of way, whether it's a male energy, female, child energy, a little bit more light or a little bit more dark. That's something that Erica shares. It's kind of that they all have like their domain, their area, and they are protective of their space.
So like I was saying before, I felt so fidgety in there, like very uncomfortable. Like I wanted to keep myself busy. I was just like, I forgot that I had to like undo like the Bambi thing to pretend like I tried it on, because I was like standing in there like somebody's here. But I kept hearing ba-boom, ba-boom, like this person died on impact in some capacity. Mm-hmm. So for impact for me is either by suicide or by car or something, or like we were saying, falling. But then I felt like the person felt burned, this energy, something with a burned, like I feel burned. And I said, it can't feel it, like it feels emotional, but it could have also been the other way too. So it's like everything was boom. I feel like whatever happened there, this person died on the grounds instantly. I feel like it was just an instantaneous type of thing. But yeah, and they pick and choose who they're going to pick on. So it's almost like a boss, like, who plays favorites.
Now, was he the male energy that you were picking up before, like, kind of with the children, when you explained it before?
Yes, and that was, like, a masculine feminine to me.
Okay.
Like, both, do you know what I mean? And I just feel that, like, Like, there was a nurturing side, but yet there was a masculine side too. But more male energy for me. But very protective over the kiddos.
Yeah.
And that's why the kids act up, because they don't know how to process that energy. Like, they're so confused, you know what I mean? They're like, what is this?
Right.
So they lash out. I would have a hard time working there.
A lot of people
listening to
do.
Screaming kiddos. Because the poor kids, they don't know how to process that energy.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's a lot, I'm sure.
Whew.
So I definitely, there's another place.
There's a hot spot right here.
Oh, really?
Right here. So he probably guards and picks who he allows in there too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people are probably, normally that might be their favorite store, but they're like, just not today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because their energy is getting pushed out in some capacity where they're like, I don't want to deal with this. That's what I'm feeling.
More.
The masculine feminine?
No, like I normally shop at certain places, but I just wanted to get out. Like, I didn't even have the energy to continue to look what I came here for.
And you know,
right?
Yeah, it's like...
Like, I normally am okay with being here in this moment. I know I need something, but like, I just want to get out.
And the door opens as you say that.
And like, just fatigued. Like, just instant fatigue and like, overwhelmed.
That's what I was
picking up. I had to take out like, a lot of breaks between shopping the last time I was here, and I never do that. Like, I never even go shopping. I was excited. And then all of a sudden, that excitement left. Like, I was just like, I just need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and it's funny because a few years, I want to say it was pre-pandemic or during, like, once it was wrapping kind of up, I did come here, come to think of it now, and it's like I kept walking around over
circles.
And over and over.
It's the same stores back and forth.
But everything was in order. Do you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
Not like I had to, like... You know how like a TG Maxx, it can be overwhelming energetically. It's not
disorder.
Like that. Everything's perfect,
yes.
But I couldn't figure out, I couldn't focus on anything. And
yeah.
It was like, I would see
literally,
I'd like something and I'd go to pick it up and then I'd see a shiny butterfly and I wouldn't want to pick it up.
I was bouncing between the same stores on this level over and over again.
That's what I did. So it's a confusion energy and it's all a tactic, like for them energetically pushing you in and out.
Wow. And I just remember thinking, why am I like, why can't I just figure, like, pull it together?
And they don't want intuitives in there because if we find them out, they're scared of getting cleared because this is like their comfort space.
And here I was blaming myself.
And it wasn't your fault at all.
No, but it worked.
Yeah.
I got out. I didn't get what I had.
And you didn't spend any money.
Which was great. Thanks.
So thank you.
Thank you.
So that segment, we were standing right outside of the Forever 21. So that kind of wraps up our investigation. We were probably in there about 15 to 20 minutes walking throughout the whole store, including the fitting room. We didn't get a chance to go onto the second floor of Forever 21. It's been blocked off for quite a while now. There's escalators that go up. There has been energy reported, like what was shared in the last episode. One of my guests who worked at Forever 21 did share some of the activity, but unfortunately we weren't able to go up there with Erica. But where Erica in the last clip says that there was a hot spot, that was us standing right outside of the Forever 21. Our friend Nikki was the other female voice that you heard at the end of the last clip. She was along for the ride with us. Thank you, Nikki, for coming along. The three of us had an amazing time. And this is an ongoing investigation. So if, like I said, if you know of any stories or if you've had personal experiences yourself, please tell me. I'd love to hear to incorporate that into the future of this podcast. So thank you guys for listening and stay tuned for the next segment.